Noisy, Derek. It's pretty strong with me, the repeater is, but you're breaking up again. Go ahead.
on
G3 RTO G4 DJK, do you copy that?
No problem, Eric. Yeah, I thought I was talking into the wrong mic. Yeah, you're quite a good signal then, Derek. Go ahead.
Well, that's promising. Yeah, the rig, like I say, the rig was set to normal power. I've got an idea it's something like 10 watts. It's either 5 watts or 10 watts, but I've just switched it to high power, and I'm sure that's something like 25 watts, but I'm assuming, is the signal still noisy, though, Noel, from G4DJK?
It's noisy, Derek, but, I mean, you are readable, yeah, I mean, it's the best I've heard you, today, anyway. It's quite good. I'm probably would miss a word or two, but it's not too bad. Go ahead.
Okay, Noel. Well, that's promising anyway. I'll see about getting the beam up. I've got quite a few antennas on the roof at the moment, but I'll put one up and I'll point it towards this repeater, and that should improve it a lot. I'm just wondering what it's going to be like for Bill. Bill's further away. We're going to have to do some tests at Bill's QTH if we... when he gets back, he can easily tune his 2 meter receiver to the repeater. He might not be able to transmit on it yet, but if he can tune it to receive, at least it'll give us an idea of how strong the repeater's getting to him. Noel from G4DJK.
G4DJK, G3RTO. Yeah, well, we'll see when Bill gets back. I don't know what facilities he's got for 2 meters at the moment. So I know he's got that beam and bits and pieces. But I suppose we'll have to decide which repeater we're going to use for the best signals. But anyway, do you want to give us one now back to Little Band? But yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Noel, yeah, I'll go back to top band. I just want to do another test in a minute. I want to turn the power up when I'm transmitting to that clock repeater. But let's go back to top band now, Noel. I'll see you there. Okay.
Q 7 3 Q testing.